Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to listen and meditate with Turning Point daily. After receiving from Turning Point Audio, do a short Bible study with Turning Point Daily Devotional Prayer Booklet. Read the Bible passage for the day, pray the prayer for the day, then follow the guidelines of reading the entire Bible through systematically in 1 year. Turning Point Prayer Booklet is published monthly, authored by me, available both in hard and soft copies. TPGF members all over the world, subscribe online with a token. It shall be sent to your phone. For subscription and subscription renewal, send a charge to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Monday, the fourth day in March 2024. Four stands for balance and stability. Also, on the fourth day in creation, according to Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 to 19, God divided the day from the night. He also created the two great lights, the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night. He made the stars also. Open your hand and heart for the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen, I receive it. The light of God shall shine on you perpetually. Darkness shall not prevail over your life. God created times and seasons also on the fourth day. I prophesy, this shall be your time and seasons to flourish and blossom. It shall be your times and seasons to live your dream. Whatever aspect of your life has not been working hitherto, start working well from now on. MARCH is an acronym. M for massive, A for achievement, R for rising, C for conquering, and H for height. So I say to your life and everything connected to you, receive grace for a massive achievement, rising, conquering from height to height in Jesus' name. 1, 2, 3, 4. You shall break forth to the right and break forth to the left this season. I prophesy an all-round breaking forth for everyone connected to the sound of my voice this day. Now do this. Hold or raise up your phone. Let me speak to it. I prophesy alert upon alert, sales upon sales, on all target jobs. You shall meet and also surpass your target. What are your plans, your programs, and assignment for this week and this month? God will cause you to achieve maximally. I have an urge in my spirit to pray for whoever is having less this year. Are you having less this year? Less than last year? Hey, you are earning less this year. Your sales are less this year. You do less. If the present economic, political, or environmental situation where you live and operate and your work has affected you negatively or affected those helping and assisting you negatively, affected your sales, your network, your turnover, your platform, has affected your market and ministry, anyone now earning less or doing less, I have an urge in my spirit. Open your hand for prayers. I prophesy a positive reversal. Darkness came upon Egypt, but light shone in Goshen. Receive divine intervention for earning more, for doing more, for receiving more, for selling more, for advancing forward more in Jesus' name. Say Amen, I receive it. When you get to your work today, prophesy more progress, more sales, and more results over your things, then anoint the place. More will start happening for you. March for celebrant. Your prayers be blessed, be divinely covered. You shall live in good health, in prosperity and power all your years in Jesus' name. Right, listeners, welcome to our week of effective, fervent, and biblical prayers. This is the week of pray it yourself. Pray these prayers as I call out the Bible verses and lead you in the prayers. Remember, no one can pray for you better than you can for yourself. Numbers 14:28. God says, that which I hear you saying to my ears, that will I do for you. I will be a bit slower than the previous week of praying. Now, but we will still pray with strength and with energy. Exodus 33 verse 14. And God said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Pray like this. O Lord my God, my creator and my maker, let your presence go with me everywhere I go from now on. Let your divine presence guarantee my safety, guarantee my provision, and guarantee my success. Give me your rest according to your word. This week, this month, this year, and all my life, my rest shall not be disturbed. I prophesy rest on all my borders, rest for everyone and everything connected to me. I will enjoy an undisturbed rest and peace all my year through. Say amen in Jesus' name. Next, Exodus 34, verses 29 and 30. When Moses came down from the Mount Sinai, the mountain of God, his face shone with God's glory, and the children of Israel could not come near him. Pray with energy. Pray with strength. Say, O Lord my God, put your shine on me. Let no enemy be able to look at my face. I pray all evil eyes looking at me must go blind. All evil tongue raised at me must go dumb. Every evil hand withered away. Let my life enjoy strong presence after the order of Moses. Put my fear in the heart and mind of my enemies. Put me and my household above those who hate us and those who wish us evil. Say amen. God will answer your prayers in Jesus' name. Next, 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. For a great door, an effectual, is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. Pray with power. Say, all my adversaries, all contenders, agitators, slanderers, and opposition at the door of my success and breakthrough, receive divine judgment of God now. Be consumed by fire. Adversaries against my children, against my family, against my progress, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, disappear, be paralyzed, and rolled away. My doors are open. I shall walk into waiting miracles. Say amen and amen. So shall it be. Next, Daniel chapter 1 verse 20. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. Touch your forehead gently to pray this prayer. Say, O Lord my God, make me 10 times better. Make me 10 times better than this. 10 times stronger than this. 10 times wiser than this. 10 times richer than this. Give me anointing of 10 times better. I receive grace and power to be 10 times better in all I do, and 10 times better than all my competitors. In Jesus' name, say amen. Yes, you shall be 10 times better. Your children shall be 10 times better. Finally, for today, Daniel chapter 2, verse 19. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Lay your hand on your chest or on your heart and say, O Lord, reveal things to me. By your grace and anointing on me, let nothing be hidden from me. Show me things that I need to know. Show me things before they happen. Open my mind to great ideas. Let me know things beyond the normal. In Jesus' name. Say, I receive the mind of Christ. I will know and see things before they happen. Say, I am blessed. Say it again, I am blessed. In Jesus' name. I prophesy on everyone under the sound of my voice today, receive as prayed, receive as desired in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, and amen. We shall continue from here tomorrow. Remember, you can play back these prayers and the previous prayers again and again. Pray them, and God shall say amen to your prayers. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact and do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless others connected to you. There are listeners that send this to 500 people, 200, 100, 50, 20, 10 every day. Send to the other groups and platforms that you belong to. Let's spread the TPGF anointing around the world. Later this evening, let's meet on our social media platforms of Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram for the Monday's edition of Ask Your Question broadcast, 8 to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Join us there and invite others to join us also. Month has ended, so if you're a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, vows, connection to 668, and the 3333 seed, we are sowing this third month of the year, seed for resurrection and restoration. Do so today or as soon as you can. Paying tithe and sowing seed for kingdom enlargement are what we shall keep doing as long as we live. They are part of our covenant obligations to God. Do so with joy, with devotion, and with thanksgiving to God. Now hear this. I invite all ministers of the gospel, all in the fivefold ministries, general overseers, bishops, apostles, pastors, teachers, elders, deacons, all leaders in the body of Christ. It is an all ministers conference, first this year. Date is Wednesday, March 20, from 10 a.m. Venue is Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. Bus arrangement has been made for all ministers coming from Ogun State to converge at Abeokuta. All ministers from Oyo State, Osun, and Ondo State will also take off from Ibadan. Now, to secure a seat in the bus, send an SMS from Abeokuta to 0802-779-6376 from Ibadan, 0805-8022-194. Lagos 090-555-14460. Book a seat with a token. It will be explained to you. I speak to everyone's life today. You will see grace. You will see favor. You will see divine assistance. What is bothering and worrying you now will soon be turned to testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Have a great week.